now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 90% chance for rain with a high of 72. Tonight, clearing late with a low of 50. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com will be covering the FCHS Mules baseball team through their postseason run starting next week. The Mules set a school record for wins with number 19 yesterday, are the 3 seed in their regional, and have a bye for the first round of regional action. Edwards County and Carmi-White County will play each other Monday afternoon at 4:30 at Edwards County. The winner of that game will play the Mules on Wednesday at approximately 6:30. FCHS will play at the Carmi-White County Field. They will be the second game on Wednesday, following Johnston City and the winner of Mount Carmel and Hamilton County. Our broadcast will begin approximately 10 minutes prior to game time on 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. The winner of the Wednesday contest will advance to the Carmi Regional Championship game on Saturday at 10 a.m. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gale Sales and Service. The days are getting longer and eventually the temps are going to get hotter. We have air conditioners from 5,000 to 25,000 BTU in stock. They will quickly cool the room on hot days and run quietly to avoid keeping you awake. Low power startup and operation conserves energy and saves you money. Effortless temperature sensing remote control allows you to see, set, and maintain room temperature from across the room. Don't wait until you're miserable in the heat. Come see us at Gale Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Check us out on Facebook.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Sisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Sisney Key Market, today on the square in Sisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
Celebrate Mom this year by treating her to a delicious meal at El Gallito Mexican Restaurant in Albion. El Gallito will honor each mom on Sunday by giving her a flower and half-price meals. Their menu consists of traditional Mexican dishes, ribeyes, seafood from shrimp to tilapia, plus a large selection of adult beverages. Reservations are requested by calling 445-9200. El Gallito Mexican Restaurant, 300 West Main in Albion. Follow them on Facebook.
In other news, Frontier Community College's 40th annual commencement ceremony will be held tomorrow evening at 7 in the East Gym at Fairfield Community High School. The highlight of the evening will be the conferring of over 160 degrees and certificates. FCC President Dr. Jay Edgren will preside over the ceremony and present the President's Award to one outstanding graduate. Dean of Instruction Dr. Paul Brunsma will make the presentation of degrees and certificates, and Illinois Eastern Community College's Board of Trustees members Gary Carter and Jan Ridgely will confer the degrees. Presenting the diplomas to the graduates will be Carter, Ridgely, and Jan Wiles, Assistant Dean of Student Services. Frontier Community College is one of 4 colleges within the IECC district. 19-year-old Fairfield resident Dylan R. Hefner was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon on a charge of speeding. Hefner was released after posting $395 bond. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Ristvet has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of April. Troopers recorded 882 incidents in the district, which includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. Enforcement activity consisted of 356 citations and 706 written warnings, including 154 speeding citations, 6 DUIs, 29 occupant restraint citations, 9 criminal arrests, and 194 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 230 citations and 258 written warnings for the fatal four violations of DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 44 motorists, conducted 124 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 25 traffic crashes. There was one fatal traffic crash investigated in the district in April, which resulted in two fatalities. The City of Mount Carmel is looking for community-minded individuals who are interested in becoming career firefighters with a full-time position. The City's Fire and Police Commission is compiling a current eligibility list for firefighter positions, from which future hires may be made. Firefighters are required to reside within Mount Carmel city limits within 6 months from their day of hiring. Successful applicants must be U.S. citizens with a current driver's license and a high school diploma or GED certificate. Applicants must be between 21 and 35 years of age on their test date. All applicants listed on the eligibility list will be subject to medical examination and in-depth physiological examination. An application packet has been prepared outlining the career firefighter position, salary, benefits, testing requirements, and more. The packet can be picked up at Mount Carmel City Hall during regular business hours, and it's also available online at mountcarmelfire.com. The packet must be returned to City Hall or postmarked on or before May 31st in order to continue testing. Anyone interested in more information should call Mount Carmel City Hall at 262-4822, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. In a press release yesterday afternoon, the Illinois Sheriff's Association and Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police released a statement opposing the legalization of recreational marijuana. The two entities cited safety and health risks in other states. If the legalization is to proceed, the associations believe several elements of the bill must be addressed, such as how fatal cannabis-related traffic accidents have increased as much as 31% to 174% in states with legalized recreational marijuana. They said the current measure has insufficient deterrence to prevent impaired driving, thus risking the safety of Illinois roads. The two entities also cite a homegrown loophole in the bill that they believe would invite foreign cartels, drug traffickers, and organized crime to move into a neighborhood. They also believe the expungement of records related to marijuana would give a pass to felons who were convicted of distributing or manufacturing large quantities of illegal drugs. The clean slate would also allow certain previously convicted felons to obtain firearms. Lastly, the associations believe legalizing recreational marijuana will significantly increase burdens on law enforcement. They said the allocation of tax revenue to statewide and local law enforcement through a grant process set at 8% is insufficient. Chief Steven Stelter, president of the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, said enforcement will prove next to impossible, and the entire process should slow down so that Illinois can learn from mistakes made in other states. The Fairfield Community High School Music Department is putting on a pair of events in the coming days in a last push before the school year is finished. Tonight, the department will hold a concert and award ceremony in the high school's East Gym. The event will begin at 7, and it is free and open to the public. On Saturday, the department will conduct a pancake breakfast at the First Christian Church, with a menu that includes pancakes, sausage, coffee, juice, and milk. The breakfast will run from 7 to 10:30 a.m., and the music department will also perform as the morning goes on, as music director Josh Livesay explains.
I thought maybe we would start music at 9, but gosh, the way things are filling up, we've got the band playing and the show choir singing and the chorus singing, and then we've got all these small group numbers, and so, gosh, we might have to start earlier than that. Oh, and if you happen to miss Bye Bye Birdie, or you come out and you wanted to hear some other songs from it, you know, because you enjoyed it and you want to hear them again, well, I think there might be some of that going on too.
Tickets are available now from any music student for $5, and they may also be purchased at the door for $6. All proceeds will benefit the music department. The Wayne County Board will meet tonight at 7 with another light agenda. No guests are scheduled to speak at the meeting. No appointments are on the docket, and board members will have no old or new business to attend to. The only items on the agenda are reports from various offices and committees. After a report from the Highway Department, the Office of Circuit Clerk Pam Southard will discuss a resolution establishing civil, criminal, and traffic assessments. Sheriff Mike Everett is also expected to request a new door system and fingerprint machine for the Wayne County Jail. Sheriff Everett said the door system is 26 years old and could use an upgrade, and the jail's fingerprint system has reportedly been down for several weeks. Next week is National Nursing Home Week, and the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center will be hosting activities each day in celebration. Events will begin tomorrow at 2 p.m. with a Mother's Day jewelry auction, and the center will then take the weekend off before a balloon launch and piano concert on Monday. Tuesday will feature a carry-out pizza supper from DiMaggio's at 5, as well as a performance from the Rick Marshall Band, as Amanda Roberts and Christina Camp explain.
Also at 6 o'clock, we are having the Rick Marshall Band come in. They are from Mount Carmel.
He owns Hog Heaven Barbecue in Mount Carmel. They round up a crew and they play every week there. We will have pie and ice cream when they are playing, so come listen to the music and get some pie and ice cream.
The week will also include a magic show with Dr. Miller on Wednesday at 3:30, music and a sermon from Not Your Ordinary Church on Thursday at 5:30, and a Wayne County Misfit Car Show on Friday at 6. All family and community members are invited to attend the activities. Camp, appearing on the Community Connection, also wanted to thank the community for helping to raise money for a new sit-to-stand.
We just received last night, well, this would be two nights ago, if you're hearing this tomorrow, a sit-to-stand, which costs quite a bit, but the community has raised money for that. So we just want to thank you for that. That's really going to help. What a sit-to-stand is it helps residents get up from, like, their chairs to a standing position. So it will not only help the residents, but it will help the staff, and it will help the therapy department. It's a great piece of equipment that we couldn't have done without the community.
More information about next week's festivities can be found on the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center's Facebook page. According to a Facebook post from New Hope Grade School, Jerry and Francis Carter recently directed a $2,500 donation to the school through the America's Farmers Grow Communities organization. The school reportedly has used the funds to purchase new black chairs for community events, such as its spring concert, sports banquet, and graduation. Anyone who would like some of its older chairs is asked to contact New Hope School. A new proposal to raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes by $1 emerged Tuesday at the state capitol. Kim Howard reports.
If the increase is passed, the state tax on a pack of cigarettes would be close to $3. That doesn't include any local taxes assessed. The plan also raises taxes on other tobacco products. Senate President John Cullerton says this will generate an estimated $180 million a year.
It's going to be tough to pass some of these bills that raise revenue, but there's one revenue raiser, the cigarette tax, and for that matter, e-cigarette taxes, where the public actually supports a tax increase. There's not very many of those.
Supporters say raising the tax on cigarettes and tobacco is the best way to reduce smoking rates and keep kids from picking up the habit. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The cost for a new track and soccer facility at the University of Illinois has bounced 50% higher. Reports indicated Tuesday that it's now estimated the complex will cost nearly $21 million. That's compared to a roughly $14 million estimate last year. School officials in the Champaign-Urbana area partly blame trade tariffs for pushing the price of steel and aluminum higher. Construction costs are also higher because of a shortage of construction workers in a strong economy. The soccer fields should be completed by the start of next fall's season. The stadium for soccer should be done in 2020. Building of the track area should wrap up by the time the university hosts the Big Ten Championships in the spring of 2021. National Travel and Tourism Week continues, and in Illinois, tourism officials are counting their blessings. Illinois Office of Tourism Acting Deputy Director Jan Kimmerling offers tourism economic impact numbers for 2018.
We actually had 114 million visitors, spending over $40 billion in the state. And what's really important about that is the tax revenue those visitor expenditures generate. So we had over $3 billion in tax revenue generated for our state and local communities. And this saves an average Illinois household over $1,300 each year.
Kimmerling said when it comes to drawing visitors from around the country and abroad, Route 66 remains the path.
Route 66 is really key to the state of Illinois' international efforts. In Europe, it's very popular. In fact, that's the main reason people are coming to Illinois. And now we're finding the Asian markets are also very excited about traveling down Route 66. So it's something that we've been able to really push and sell. It's in every tour operator's catalog. And people, if you're at one of the sites along Route 66, every day you're going to be hearing people speak different languages.
Kimmerling notes tourism revenue is up by 6.2% compared to this time last year. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Summer is quickly approaching and ice cream is in the air. At Dairy Queen, stop in and try the new Blizzard of the Month. Brownie dough and choco chunks, cocoa fudge, and brownie dough mixed with Dairy Queen delicious ice cream. Your taste buds will thank you. May kicks off the mini blizzard flight. Want to try something new? During the month of May, try any three mini blizzards for just $6.49. You pick the flavors. Call DQ today for your Mother's Day and graduation cakes.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 73. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,797, down 169. The NASDAQ is at 7,903, down 39. And June crude oil is at $61.78, and that is down 34 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 77-year-old Benton resident Bonnie Parkhill, formerly of McLeansboro, died on Saturday in Belle Plaine, Minnesota, at her son's home. She was previously employed by Hamilton County Telephone Co-op. Bonnie Parkhill is survived by her husband, Gene Parkhill, of Benton, son Kevin Johnson, of Belle Plaine, Minnesota, and one grandson. Funeral services for Bonnie Parkhill will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be at Digby Cemetery in Dale. Visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the family, and envelopes will be available at the funeral home. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 76-year-old McLeansboro resident Monty Barker Reagan died on Tuesday at the Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. He was a grain and livestock farmer. Monty Reagan is survived by his wife, Rebecca, daughter Tamara Thomas of Mesa, Arizona, son Clint Reagan of McLeansboro, two grandchildren, brother Randall Reagan, sisters Donna Betts and Rosemary Payne, sisters-in-law Sandra Reagan and Joy Welch, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Funeral services for Monty Reagan will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at New Life Assembly of God Church in McLeansboro. Visitation will be Saturday from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church. Burial will follow at Barker Cemetery near Walpole. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Hamilton Memorial Nursing Center Activity Fund, and they will be accepted at the church. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 89-year-old Fairfield resident Dorothy L. Lee died at 4 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was the city treasurer for two terms, from 1973 to 1981. Dorothy Lee is survived by one son, Stanley Lee, of Louisville, Kentucky, one daughter, Sharon Matoyer, of Kansas City, Kansas, six grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, one sister, Arlene Dunnigan, of Jeff, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Dorothy Lee will be held at noon on Friday, tomorrow, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Bestow Cemetery in Jeff. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorial donations can be made to the American Heart Association or the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 94-year-old Carmi resident Elza Leroy Winter died at 9:31 p.m. on Tuesday at Select Specialty Hospital in Evansville. He was a grain and livestock farmer. Elza Winter is survived by two sons, Jerry of Carmi and Jamie of Princeton, Indiana. Funeral services for Elza Winter will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be in North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to Pets at Risk or the donor's favorite charity, and they will be accepted at Campbell Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Three generations ago, friends and neighbors banded together to energize the future. They brought power to the community and built an electric co-op. Today, your local co-op proudly stands as a part of the national network of Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, which means you receive best-in-class service for your community at an affordable price.
Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, a 90% chance for rain and a high of 72. Clearing skies late tonight with a low of 50 and then partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 65. Outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, scattered showers on Saturday, a high of 60 and low of 48. Scattered rain is possible on Sunday. Sunday's high 65 with a low of 48. And then sunny skies on Monday. Monday will have a high of 68 and a low of 48.